Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Keep a little talking to, man to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
And your friends right here on WMFO in Medford. And it's time for the rundown. Okay, this is WMFO, like I said, and I'm Vin Maganzini. We heard a lot of great music this afternoon, and I was happy to play all the different requests. We started today's show off way back with The Kinks. We heard Young and Innocent Days from one of their best albums, in my opinion, an album called Arthur. Then it was Phil Oakes with No More Songs from The War Is Over, the best of Phil Oakes. Mr. Tambourine was in there. Mr. Bob Dylan, of course, singing Mr. Tambourine Man. We heard the alternate take from the Bootleg Series Volume Number 7, No Direction Home, the soundtrack. We also heard another version of No More Songs by Phil Oakes, but it was performed by a different person. I'll tell you who that was in just a moment. After Bob Dylan, it was Leon Brown with River, a song from his record, Coming Home. That's going out to Mike in Somerville. For Jim, we heard a couple tracks. We heard Mary Lou Lord with Farming It Out from Baby Blue. And we also heard Paul McCartney and Linda McCartney's Eat at Home from their record Ram. We heard a live version of Sunday Girl from Blondie Live. Gary Clark Jr. gave us Shake from Live in North America 2016. We heard the wonderful Al Green with How Can You Mend a Broken Heart from his Greatest Hits album. It was a live rendition. It was a mashup after that. It was the Beatles and Norman Greenbaum with I Want to Tell You and Spirit in the Sky. Of course, it was a Revolver mashup. We heard a live song by Janis Joplin. We heard the Bee Gees song of the song the Bee Gees wrote called To Love Somebody. Again, it was Janis Joplin back in 1969 on the Dick Clark Show. On the Dick Cavett Show. The wonderful Dick Cavett Show, 1969. Neil Young gave us Once an Angel from Old Ways. Keith Carradine from the soundtrack of Nashville, we heard I'm Easy. George Jones gave us a live rendition of The Race Is On from Live with the Possum. Probably Live with the Possum, I would imagine. Burrito Deluxe gave us Cash on the Barrelhead, and that was interrupted because I had to stop playing Georgia Peach from Burrito Deluxe and play the great Graham Parsons. We heard Cash on the Barrelhead and Hickory Wind from Graham Parsons' last recording called Grievous Angel. And boy, I wish he didn't do so many drugs and screw up his life and die at such a young age. He was something else. He could have been singing with Emmylou Harris today if he didn't screw himself up so much. The song No More Songs was, of course, a song that Phil Oakes wrote, and the woman who wrote it is Karen Savoca, I should say. And very nice music. I thought she did a terrific version of that song. It was just really well done. This is WMFO in Medford. It's 501. Mike should be calling in soon. He promised he was going to give me a call and we were going to chat about this and that. Well, I'm carrying on till 6 o'clock. It's 5:01. And this is Acoustic Ceiling. This is WMFO Medford. Listen closely, by the way, in this song, there's two vocals and there's a ghost of one vocal and there's the lead vocal. I hope you like it. WMFO Medford. This is Acoustic Ceiling, playing the best variety of yesterday and today. 91.5 FM, Tufts University Freeform Radio.
Call you up in the middle of the night, like a firefly without a light. You were there like a blowtorch burning. I was a key that could use a little turning. So tired that I couldn't even sleep. So many secrets I couldn't keep. I promised myself I wouldn't weep. But one more promise I couldn't keep. It seems no one can help me now. I'm in too deep.
laughing at the rain. A little out of touch, little insane. It's just easier than dealing with the pain. Runaway train, never going back. Wrong way on a one-way track. Seems like I should be getting somewhere.
Stuff. That's all your house is. Your house is just a place for your stuff. If you didn't have so much goddamn stuff, you wouldn't need a house. You could just walk around all the time. That's all your house is. It's a pile of stuff with a cover on it. You see that when you take off in an airplane and you look down and you see everybody's got a little pile of stuff. Everybody's got their own pile of stuff. And when you leave your stuff, you gotta lock it up. Wouldn't want somebody to come by and take some of your stuff. They always take the good stuff. They don't bother with that crap you're saving. Ain't nobody interested in your fourth grade arithmetic papers. They're looking for the good stuff. That's all your house is. It's a place to keep your stuff while you go out and get more stuff. Now, sometimes you've got to move. You got to get a bigger house. Why? Too much stuff. You've got to move all your stuff. And maybe put some of your stuff in storage. Imagine that. There's a whole industry based on keeping an eye on your stuff. Enough about your stuff. Let's talk about other people's stuff. Did you ever notice when you go to somebody else's house, you never quite feel 100% at home? You know why? No room for your stuff. Somebody else's stuff is all over the place. And what awful stuff it is. Where did they get this stuff? And if you have to stay overnight at someone's house, you know, unexpectedly, and they give you a little room to sleep in that they don't use that often. Someone died in it 11 years ago. And they haven't moved any of his stuff. Or wherever they give you to sleep, usually right near the bed, there's a dresser, and there's never any room on the dresser for your stuff. Someone else's shit is on the dresser. Have you noticed that their stuff is shit, and your shit is stuff?
From the band Cake, and we're fast losing our hearing. And music is our only livelihood, so it really leaves us in a desperate and depressing situation. If we had worn earplugs, if we had been smart, we could have averted this. But now it's pretty much over.
So wear your earplugs, please.
Thank you. license, and you're listening to WMFO in Bedford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
It's gonna make him change.
I'm just a boy with a new haircut,
and that's a pretty nice haircut. Charge it like a puzzle, hitmen wearing muzzles. Hesitate to die, look around, around. The second drummer drowned, this telephone is found.
The Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. 100 years later, the Negro has still languished in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. And so we've come here today to dramatize a shameful condition. In a sense, we've come to our nation's capital to cash a check. when the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. They were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir. This note was a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is obvious today that America has defaulted on this promissory note insofar as her citizens of color are concerned. Instead of honoring this sacred obligation, America has given the Negro people a bad check, a check which has come back marked insufficient funds.
The bottle tops around our ankles make it sound like Christmas. They remind us of the chains that kept the mine workers in the mines. Mandela taught us how to take off the chains and to rebuild our country. Oh la la, oh la la, what are the wami? Nasem sebenzene, gika banganga. Oh la la, what are the wami? Nasem sebenzene, gika banganga. Oh la la, giata da da ningo.
For me, Dr. King was my hero. Also, he was my friend. He was like a big brother. You know, he gave me a way out. Maybe a way in. But he made life better. He was just the warmest, nicest guy you ever wanted to meet. He would tease me from time to time. He would say things like, John, do you still preach? And I said, Dr. King, when I'm taking a shower. And he thought it was so funny, he would just laugh. And on occasion, when we would be traveling in Alabama or someplace in Mississippi, you'd see a little hole in the wall, cafe, a restaurant. He would say things like, we should stop and get something to eat. We get arrested and go to jail, we go on a full stomach. And he thought it was so funny, but I didn't think it was so funny.
The great Peter Tosh right there with 400 years. You cannot hide from Jah. Don't be lied to. This is WMFO in Medford. Did you catch those songs from a bygone era from the 1990s? I played a bunch of tracks, including good old Pavement and Ultravox. At the end of the hour, I'll have a rundown of all the different songs I've played. Hope you enjoyed taking a stroll down memory lane. This is WMFO in Medford. I play it new, I play it old. If you want to hear something, actually, if you want me to play something that you have recorded, send it over to me. Send it to Tufts University, WMFO, P.O. Box 53065, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, and I will be sure to play it. Remember, you can hear this program for the next 2 weeks on WMFO.org. We are at 91.5 FM, and we're here because of you and Tufts University letting us play all this great stuff, Pax et Lux. And here's something that's completely different from the last song you just heard. I hope you like it. It's probably a song you haven't heard in quite a while. I always like this tune. I think you'll like it too. Call me, actually. Tell me, hey, Vin, I don't care for that one. Or, you know something? That one hit the spot. This is WMFO in Medford, and here's the greatest song from this group. Probably the greatest song they ever recorded. Probably the best version they ever recorded. That's big stuff, but I hope you like it. Remember, folks, it's 855-915-9636. If you want to alter the program or send it off in a different direction, it could go anywhere that you want it to go.
WMFO Medford.
How the dark
hesitating. Yeah. so sad. I was looking for you.
Let me go away from the white man boss. Show me that stream
Kern and Oscar Hammerstein wrote that song. That's, of course, Old Man River. It's time for the rundown. On today's Acoustic Ceiling, we heard way, way, way back the Byrds with You Don't Miss Your Water. And I'm not sure if you were listening back at the 5 o'clock hour, but I mentioned that's Roger McGuinn singing the lead vocal. But if you listen very, very closely,